You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
I think the arm is coming forward. We're going to see if this is a sack or not.
That's going to be a close one.
The offense recovered by the defense. First down.
The arm is not coming forward on that play, unfortunately, which means it was a fumble for Drake May. A lot of bad on that play.
Not great.
Poor decision-making by May, who I would blame the most on that play. Mm-hmm. Throw it away, take the sack. But on top of that, Campbell and Wilson got confused and let their quarterback down on that play. I'd have him lower on the list than Drake May on that play. But that's one of the main things that I would look to from the game on Friday night and say, all right, we want May to win more games. We want May to turn over less. They won that game going away. Easily. And, you know, they had a good defensive performance early, where at least Washington missed a field goal on the short field. They got the kickoff return early. And so I think May was put in a pretty advantageous spot to begin the game, but he gets the win. The turnover, though, and even beyond the turnover, the poor decision making leading to the turnover is frustrating. And as good as the night was, that to me is a big negative coming out of it.
Yeah, because last year it was 10 picks, 9 fumbles, I believe, and not a full season. So you're like, all right, that's a rookie, bad O-line, bad coordinator. Like, we gave him all the excuses in the book, but you're like, all right, for year two to take that leap forward, you're going to have to protect the ball. And I think with this offense, too, they are going to be, I don't know if it's 50-50, but I do think they're going to run the ball a lot. I think they're going to try to win on defense. And so the opportunities Drake May does get, they can't end with turnovers. And so he's a second year quarterback. Obviously there's going to be mistakes to be had, but unfortunately it seems like there's like a little bit of a trend happening again where, you know, he was awesome at joint practice, but then the last play they put him in a situation, 25 yard line, 45 seconds, ends in a pick, right? The scrimmage inside against the, you know, where they split the team in half, throws two picks, two series in the game on Friday. One of them ends in a fumble. So it's frustrating. And, you know, I think that's going to be a big difference because I don't expect this guy this year anyway to throw 30 or 40 touchdowns. So if you're going to have like a two to one touchdown to pick or touchdown to turnover ratio, you only get so many, right? Like, you got, if you have 22 touchdown passes, you better keep the interceptions and the fumbles low.
Mike Vrabel, not a fan of the decision-making from Drake May. He also wasn't a fan of this first question by Rochi, but here's the exchange from Friday night.
Just thought on Drake's performance, and I'm sure the turnover probably annoyed you with what he did.
Are you asking and answering a question at the same time? Is that what you're doing?
I got you. Your thoughts.
I would say you about summed it up. That's a bad decision. You know, I think we're going to need better from him, and I think he knows that, and that's obvious. So wasn't there, and you know, we just have to be able to find a way to get rid of the football or take a sack and punt and play defense. But to the defense's credit, they you know, forced a field goal. I think that was missed maybe, but they got a couple, you know, it was a sudden change opportunity.
Vrabel didn't seem thrilled with the quarterback play. We talked about this earlier, Keith.
No.
Dobbs scrambled in later in the game where he was kind of bouncing around the pocket and then zipped into the end zone, which you thought was a nice play in real time. And then they cut to Vrabel on the sideline, given the one finger. And it was the pointer.
Middle finger at him.
He probably wanted it to be the middle finger, but he looked disgusted.
Yeah, he's not thrilled.
With the play. I don't think Vrabel was thrilled with quarterback play on Friday night, despite the dominant one-sided victory. There's a lot of backups and scrubs for Washington, and I don't think the quarterback play was great.
No, it wasn't. No, it definitely wasn't. I mean, they won because, in part, the Commanders didn't play 30 of their 35 best players. And, you know, you start the game with the kick return touchdown, and then the Patriots were just, especially on defense, they were kind of doing whatever they wanted to do. And on offense, I mean, Drake May, you know, the one possession, they moved the ball, they ran the ball really well, and then he even just scooted it in for a score. So, like, yeah, not that the score even really matters. You're more looking at performances from all the players. But, yeah, I don't think Drake May would be happy because that one play does stand out. And then Dobbs just kind of stinks overall. And then Woolridge was whatever.
Dobbs just spoke coming off the practice field today,
yeah.
Which, spoiler alert, didn't go great for the first team offense. But Dobbs says he owes Kyle Williams a touchdown from Friday.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Which is definitely – he owes Kyle Williams more than a touchdown. Kyle Williams was open all night.
All night.
He couldn't hit him on any play. Down the field, in the end zone, should have been a touchdown. So fair comment there from Dobbs, who I also thought was poor.
Because none of the receivers really had a chance to do much. I mean, Efton Chisholm ended up being the one guy.
Yeah,
he had the touchdown. He had a few catches in there, but it was all with second, third string quarterback even.
Outside of Chisholm, the only guy who got more than two targets, I'm sorry, there were two. Williams caught none because Dobbs couldn't hit him. And then Travion Henderson was the only other one. So those are really the only people involved in more than a couple of targets.
Oh, yeah. No, it was nothing. I mean, they only had 17 catches as a team, and six of them were to Chisholm. And then, Henderson and Gibson had four combined. So, like, the early offense was thrown to the running backs. Then the late offense, you're like, whatever. Like, just get this game over with. So, yeah, none of those guys really did much. Like, you know, Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, who have both had a really, really good camp. And I'm pretty optimistic about both guys, right? Like, I'm not saying 1,000 yards or anything, but I think both could be contributors and pretty good this year, but nothing doing on Friday.
On the quarterback, Drake May, 3 of 5, 12 yards. He took the sack where he fumbled. He also had a couple of runs, one for a touchdown, the other for 11 yards. So I like that Drake May used his legs in the game. Dobbs was, again, horrible. He was 5 out of 12 for 45 yards. I think that'll tie into something that Mike Vrabel said this morning coming up in just a little bit. But real quick, some of the reports coming out of practice today, Keith, and this is in conjunction with the open training camp session. I'm trying to remember, was it yesterday or was it Saturday? Whatever it was, Saturday. The one over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It has been arrowed down for the first team offense. I'm reading from Phil Perry. He says the competitive portion of practice came to an end. The top defense had its way with the top offense.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Drake May, 4 of 10, 3 sacks. Our guy, Christian Ellis. Robert Spillane, Kalavon Chasen. He says 2 of the sacks appeared to come on stunts on the left side of the offensive line. Does that sound familiar?
So they're just running the same thing and those guys can't figure it out?
Spillane looped around Will Campbell on the left edge for one. Chasen crashed the inside to get by Jared Wilson on another.
Like I said, they're going to win on defense. It's going to have to be a defensive juggernaut this year.
Let's see. Bedard says it was largely a non-competitive practice in shells for the Patriots. Almost all teamwork was against cards as they prep for the Vikings. What does that mean, cards?
So basically, like, they're running the Viking stuff, and so it's not ones versus ones. It'd be like scout team. Like,
got so it,
they
got
cards.
It, got
like
it, got
they're
it.
Just running like this. The like Woolridge will be running like JJ McCarthy
got
type
it.
Plays. So they're really like preparing for.
He
our
says
game.
Some decent situational football stuff at the end that did not go well for the offense. Oh,
great. Not great, Bob.
Callahan called it sloppy offense in 11-on-11 versus the top defense.
Things are turning around on him.
May 5 of 10, a delay of game.
And mixing a delay of game.
He has him charted for 2 sacks.
Okay.
This is a developing one. Kyle Duggar, this happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
Took all of his reps today with the second team defense. We haven't talked about this yet. We had it budgeted later in the show. But given that he had all second team reps, that's something to watch.
Yeah.
With the emergence of, Jalen Hawkins and the Eraser.
Yeah.
Craig Woodson, who almost picked off Drake May yesterday.
Okay.
In practice.
Yeah, it's usually telling in the games. I mean, these guys are watching the practice. So that's obviously telling as well when you like starters versus non-starters. But, you know, not that I think he's a world beater or anything, but like Anfernee Jennings is still on the team and he was playing in the second half.
Bad sign.
Not a good sign.
Real
at
bad
all.
Sign.
That's happened before. Didn't the story go John Lynch knew his career was over, but he just wanted like a few more reps, and like Bill put him out there in like the fourth quarter of the final preseason game, and you're like, that guy's not making the team.
Yeah.
He's done. He claims he knew he was done, but I don't. However that story goes, it's pretty telling when guys are still out there. So if Kyle Duggar is out there when they play the Vikings and you look around and it's you can't even name the other guys that he's playing with, that's a really bad sign.
So he's behind not just Craig Woodson, but Peppers, Woodson, and Jalen Hawkins. He's behind all of them, taking all second-team reps.
I guess.
Do you think I can get anything for him?
Not if you're putting him on the second team.
That's a good point.
I don't think so.
Not if you're letting everybody know you think he's worse than Jalen Hawkins. No offense.
No, not probably not. I mean, I guess like a pick swap? Like, would you want to move up 30 spots? Like, you give up Duggar in a seventh for a sixth? I don't think he has a ton of value. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only...
Players usually go for less than I think they should.
I would be against outright cutting him. I'm all
like,
for
a trade. What did Deebo Samuel go for, like a fifth?
Yeah.
I don't know. So what's Duggar going for?
I don't know. Is Duggar in shape? Because Debo's not.
Debo's the hustle of the week. That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
But like, who's
put that on the wiki page.
Isn't he still a better player, though?
Debo?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't even think Duggar's that good. So yes, right. Debo's definitely still a better player.
So I don't even know if you get like a straight fifth round pick for him.
Yeah.
Then if the league finds out he's not even a starter for you, they're like, what are we doing?
And I don't mean to be inconsistent. I'd be against cutting him because I think he's a professional football player that you could probably use.
Oh, I wouldn't cut him, but I think it makes sense.
If you really think that Woodson and Jalen Hawkins and Peppers are all better, and I wouldn't be surprised about Peppers and Woodson, Hawkins still feels on the borderline to me. But he's getting second team reps. Fine, yeah.
But you know what's funny
care.
Is it's.
I never liked Duggar.
Yeah, no, I've never been a huge fan. I was shocked when they drafted him because you're like, where does this guy play from? But they got rid of a lot of Bill guys. You know, they got rid of a lot of them, and you wonder if they do end up moving on from Duggar, you're like, all right, how many guys? Even though Bill was here 2 years ago, like how many guys even played for Bill?
They got rid of Bill guys. They got rid of Mayo guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I thought this was an interesting exchange with Vrabel this morning, Keith.
Yes.
See if you notice how he catches himself. And I think it's relevant because the Patriots had poor quarterback play over the weekend. Joe Milton, by all accounts, I saw the interception. I didn't watch the game, but I saw the interception. It was awful. Joe Milton didn't play great for Dallas. But Vrabel was asked about Joe Milton today. See if you notice the hiccup in here.
We've had a lot of talk here about the decision to move on from Joe Milton and how that was part and parcel with giving Drake May the runway to be a leader and take ownership of the quarterback room. Can you walk us through your decision-making there and why the organization thought it was best to bring Dobbs in and move on from Joe Milton?
Just another coach's decision. You know, felt like this is what was best for our team. Trying to do what's best for the team.
Okay.
Just a coach
decision is
not
what I meant.
We're not letting the quarterback make decisions.
So look, maybe.
Oh, I heard it as he's just another quarterback.
Let's
Who
hear
is?
Joe Milton.
Let's hear that again. If you could isolate that portion. Yeah. Let me know when you have it. But let's hear that.
Just another coach's decision.
No, another quarterback decision.
Yeah, quarterback decision.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he caught himself saying coach's decision. He wanted to call him just another quarterback.
I don't think that's what that was.
I don't know what it is.
Interesting interpretation. All I know is that doesn't help Drake May, and it doesn't help the perception that May wanted Milton gone. If that was a slip of the tongue, it was an unfortunate one, if that's what it was.
But what does help pour some water on the very pro-Joe Milton people would be the Joe Milton appearance in the game over the weekend.
Yes and no. I mean,
he kind of stinks.
Okay, but so did Dobbs.
Oh, Dobbs does stink.
Okay, that's your choice. Milton or Dobbs.
But if they both stink and you're like, give me like the more veteran guy than another rookie who thinks he can
be
the starter.
I would say the opposite. I would say give me the guy with some upside versus the guy who we know stinks.
I'll go with but Wiggy was talking about how like that's one position where you would rather a defined, clear dynamic than like the, I don't know, maybe it's like, this is a worse version, but like Mac Jones, Bailey Zappe.
Right.
Where guys are picking Bailey.
But there shouldn't, if May's as good as we think, there really shouldn't be any division within the team over Joe Milton.
Yeah,
it really shouldn't be.
Maybe not.
And if there is, that speaks poorly of May.
But I think if Milton ended up being good, it would be like completely indefensible. I think people would be losing their minds. Everybody, whether they wanted him gone to begin with, didn't care that he was gone, or really wanted him. If he was out there dominating, because we saw it just last week with a couple of clips, him throwing the ball 90 yards at practice. Everyone's like, oh my God, what a mistake they made.
Yeah.
Then he plays in the game. He's throwing the ball in the crowd. And you're like, all right, this guy's kind of what we thought he was.
Milton didn't play great. And the pick was like a punt. It was brutal. I don't think the quarterbacks here played very great either. So I would just keep that same energy. When you're evaluating Joe Milton, I would keep that for the quarterbacks here.
Yeah.
Because Dobbs was horrendous.
Yeah, but he stinks. That's been one of my takeaways from camp when we've been eagle-eyed down there. Like, he's not very good at all.
When you got the binocs on.
Yeah, that's what I could really tell.
That's when you could really get in there and be like, you know what, this Josh Dobbs, not much there.
Not going to help you.
617-779-7937. Well, it's been a little while since we've talked about Bill Belichick and Jordan. Apparently, Jordan Hudson, Keith, is now calling up podcasts.
Why not?
To complain about hashtag the coverage that she gets and Bill gets. Have they called?
We do have a phone.
You should check the inbox.
You can call us anytime.
It's very possible that she is looking for a platform. Nice. We'll explain coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get back to the Pats game from Friday night coming up in just a little bit. Some loose ends for the Pats. Who stood out? Who do you want to see more out of? We've broken down Drake May and his day. You saw Travion Henderson, Will Campbell, a lot of you for the first time, plus some other down-the-roster guys making a case to make this roster. So we'll get to that coming up. But you hear the Taylor Swift music.
Yes.
Jordan Hudson, Keith.
Yeah?
I saw this on Pro Football Talk from page 6
okay.
In the New York Post, and I'm reading from page 6. Jordan Hudson thinks highly of herself. It starts.
Okay.
Agreed.
Which I think you should, right? If you don't love yourself, no one else will.
That's a good point.
That's one of my mantras.
It's a good way to think about it. The much younger girlfriend of famed football coach Bill Belichick.
Yeah, five decades.
Allegedly boasted on a phone call with a journalist that she is like Taylor Swift's longtime power publicist, Tree Payne.
I'm sorry?
Tree Payne.
Tree Payne?
You like the cover that Tree Payne does of Ozzy Osbourne, right?
Oh, okay. You're thinking of T-Pain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although, I don't know what the T stands for. It could be tree.
It could be.
For all I know.
It's his full name.
So, I'm sorry. So, just to boil this down, Jordan Hudson says, I'm like Taylor Swift's PR person?
Correct.
Okay.
Tree Payne.
I feel like whoever Taylor Swift's person, I never even heard of this
until today.
But doing something right.
They're doing a good job.
Like the most famous person in the world doing something right.
Yeah. I think the rumor right now is they somehow booked her on the Kelce's podcast.
She might be on the Kelce's pod.
Which, wow, what a get that would be. How'd they pull that one off?
Yep. They're going to be pumped in Ohio for that one.
Score one for Tree Payne. Quote, I love that you said that I'm like Bill's Tree Payne because I am. The 24-year-old beauty queen reportedly told podcaster and reporter Charlotte Wilder.
Okay.
Per Thursday's episode.
I'm following along. A lot of characters in this, but I'm following.
Sports gossip shows. This is a show that Charlotte Wilder does.
I guess. I don't.
I watched a little bit of this podcast. I thought they were going to have actual Jordan Hudson audio.
Sick brag, yeah. Bro.
Look at you.
It's not. Okay. I would like that time back if I could. But on the sports gossip show, they spent about an hour talking about how she called them out of the blue. Requesting to talk about her PR strategy with Bill.
How'd she get their number?
Great question. Maybe it was DMs.
Okay.
She said, quote, everybody loved Bill's media presence before they found out I was behind it.
Sure about that?
Well, I mean,
sure about that? That's why. What did they love about Bill's presence?
Well, I think Patriots fans for a long time were like, "Yeah, Bill, the way you are with the media."
Yeah,
I think is what she's referencing. Well, no, right? She wasn't even in the picture.
She wasn't alive when Bill first started talking to the media. What is she talking about?
I think that's kind of what she was trying to take credit for, unless they think people love Bill on social media, which I never heard, not even once.
Okay, I would say twice. Maybe you can think of another example. Bill got. No. I'll go three times. Mm. There's been a lot of, over the years, there's been a lot of time for it.
I remember his very smooth rollout on Instagram. I remember that, where he just crushed it.
It wasn't that. It was the photo of him. He was dressed up as a fisherman.
Seven or eight.
No, I got three. I have three examples. He was a little fisherman with a little slicker, and he was reeling in a mermaid. Yeah,
that was great.
He got a lot of credit for the NFL film stuff, the NFL Top 100, which mm-hmm. I don't know if she had anything to do with that. He was just good in that because that was his element.
My guess would be no.
He was good on College Game Day, talking about Navy, which is like his favorite thing.
Yeah.
I think some people enjoyed that.
I thought
like,
that one specifically
that
was pretty overrated, okay. But sure, yeah. Yeah.
And then I think on draft night with McAfee, I think people were like, oh, McAfee's cool, so by extension, he's kind of cool, and he's talking about that. Not that he was particularly great, but he went on McAfee. It was during the draft. I think people were interested in that.
So you think maybe she's taking credit for some of
maybe,
that?
Like maybe. Like some of the positive reviews from that. She's like, look what I did, even okay. though, I don't know, if we told him we were talking about Navy football and only Navy football, he'd call in right now. You know, and the NFL Films thing, he's been doing stuff with NFL Films way before he ever met her. So maybe she's taking credit for McAfee. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
So that might have been her idea.
Everybody loved Bill's media presence before they found out I was behind it. She thinks she's like Taylor Swift's publicist, which I guess means she thinks Bill's like Taylor Swift.
Here's how you're not that. Here's how you're not like that person. We've all heard of Taylor Swift.
That one picture I saw Bill last week, I can see what she's talking about.
Yeah, I don't think so. But we've never heard of this person until now, and they're obviously doing a great job.
Uh-huh.
She, on the other hand, Jordan, is like the story.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's publicist is not the story at all. We don't even know who she is.
That's typically not what you want from a publicist, is to be right in the middle and known.
The CBS Morning Interview, that was also you.
Great point. Yeah. Wilder and Hill, that's her co-host on the Sports Gossip Show,
all right,
said Hudson called them to discuss their coverage of her Miss Maine pageant. And they said on the podcast that the entrepreneur, her, did not conduct herself professionally.
Oh, boy.
Noting that Hudson allegedly even started off their initial call with an arrogant tone saying, it's Jordan, the president of your universe.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, you guys are talking about me a lot. Yeah, I'm very important
to
you.
I'm the president of your universe.
What?
So thanks for having me.
Got it. So she's going to jump in there, I guess. I don't know if that's the best way of going about it.
So I just...
Because don't you either go on the show or don't go on the show? It's very simple. Like, if you're her... I don't know what the whole background is there with the
Sports Gossip Show.
The Sports Gossip Show with Jordan.
I'm not a subscriber.
But I'm guessing they asked her, would you like to come on the show? You can then, you have three options. Yes, no, or ignore it. And I feel like there's not a fourth option of say no, but then call and scream at them.
Maybe she.
I don't think that's the best.
Maybe she pulled a Lombardi. Maybe she said she was going to come on.
Oh, right.
And then like, no last second. Questions.
Nope.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
It's possible.
So I actually just gave Bill some credit last week for being like, hey, we're shutting down any of this stuff about Jordan. Like, Lombardi, don't do this interview. Like, I actually gave Bill some credit that maybe he's realizing let's just stay out of the limelight. But that was Bill. I'm not sure Bill knew that she was calling up some sports podcast with Charlotte Wilder.
Yikes.
And complaining to them about their coverage and kind of going off the record, or at least not going on the air with it, for a discussion with these hosts, bragging about her role in Bill's social media presence and referring to herself as the president of their universe.
If she called every podcaster that has said something about her, she's going to be very busy. If she does not like the coverage of her over the last few months, she's going to be calling every radio and TV show and podcast in the country.
If she,
make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Yep. Say,
throw it in there.
You guys will definitely have her on the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Sure. Yeah.
We would definitely have her on Jones and Keefe.
No doubt.
And so, standing offer, standing invite to Jordan.
She'd be
Hudson.
Part of our Patriots Monday coverage. Call in and be like, Bill would have been better.
Do you want to do we have to do it on background, or will she actually come on? I would talk to her on background.
Sure, we can use it for the show. It'd be better on the show, but if she wants to call off the air, fine.
Yeah, we could do some of that.
Not talking about this.
All right, well, Fair enough.
That was her stance with her entire quote-unquote appearance on that podcast.
Yep.
So that's how it's going for Bill. I saw Tom Brady was on with Joel Klatt discussing Bill and how ready he's going to get all the North Carolina players. That's assuming there are no distractions for him off the field, which there seem to be a lot of. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to the Pats. Their preseason opener, a big win over the Commanders on Friday night. What stood out? We have more on that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.